The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the land of what I like to call the winter of the cock tease. My name is the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. I'm joined by my wingman, Mr. Nick Ramirez. We've got Chewbacca in the house, man and the guns. Hello. And back in the studios with the engines, it's Nick, Nate, and a brand new intern named Honky. And here in the studio, we've got Satellite Serenade.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Fuck.
Hello.
How is everybody today?
Good, man.
Doing
fucking
good.
Great.
Excellent.
Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you as well, Chewie. Yeah, this should be coming out Thanksgiving morning for all of you fans out there.
Does that mean gay people should admit it? It's coming out Thanksgiving morning?
Yes, this is coming out Thanksgiving. When you get together with your family.
And tell them you're gay.
All of the people in your life that don't know at once, tell them all in a public setting so they can't physically assault you.
If you're gay, gay and alcoholic, go ahead and get fucked up before you do it, too.
Yeah.
If you're not an alcoholic, get fucked up before you do it, too. It'll be a lot more fun, I guarantee it.
Bring that roommate you've been living with for 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, wake him up in the morning.
Dirty cocksucker.
Blow in his ear. Yeah.
Do you like it in your face?
How do you like your sausage?
Oh, man. It took like 15 seconds for you guys to totally turn it into the gay show.
Oh, we didn't even wait that time.
Happy gay Thanksgiving.
Compliments.
To the podcast.
I think compliments of our guest, Mr. John Cornell.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh. Sorry, John.
I got buzzed for the cheap gay joke.
Yeah, we're trying to really steer the show away from that.
Yeah, sure you are.
Yeah, that's what I hate about the show. It's too gay.
But happy holidays, everybody. I'm going to a buffet. Me and my girlfriend. We're not doing the family thing. My kid's off with the other side of the family, and I'm going to a buffet.
Cool,
sounds
dude.
Awesome.
God damn it.
They got good shit at buffets.
Get as much as you want.
Which buffet will this be?
As soon as you
can. We're not sure at this point. We're going to pick somewhere to go stand in line at for an hour.
Get a whole plate of turkey and cover it in mashed potatoes.
If I could advise against Rail City, that is not a good buffet.
Yeah, I think we're going to shoot a little higher than the Rail City.
I disagree.
I like
the breakfast at Rail City.
Do.
Oh, my God. I just pile
so.
Potatoes.
Because Rick's woken up, air quotes, at Rail City many a morning.
Right. Dude, but you know where I don't go is that fucking, what's the New Orleans place in Sparks? The
Bourbon Bar?
The Bourbon Street?
Bourbon Street.
The buffet is delicious, but afterwards, I didn't want to be around myself. It was awful. It was like from the grave doesn't even cover it. It was like from the grave if I was buried with old sausages and cheese or something.
Oh,
it's really...
Wow.
Do you like
so
Baldini's in
I think I'd have a new
Rail
will
City,
now.
Yeah.
But it was delicious.
I think we were thinking more like, you know, the GSR. Yeah.
Maybe Peppermill has a nice.
Yeah, something like that.
The Nuggets buffet's good.
The Nuggets
but it's
has
fucking like $30 fucking dollars.
Hey, it's Thanksgiving, dude. It's a special occasion.
Yeah. We've saved up a little bit of pennies for... Actually, no, this last weekend we spent an exorbitant amount of money on... The Youngling at the Reno Wizard World Comic Con.
Was it random?
Oh, you went to that?
I talked a lot of shit about it before it happened. And then the day of, as my girlfriend's getting ready to go, she says one more time, well, you know, it's okay if you don't want to go. And it was at that point I saw the ... in her voice and realized that this was a big hint that I really should be putting on some sort of costume and getting my ass up to go to the con.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so I did end up going. And it was quite fun. The Youngling Riku was there. She was dressed on Saturday as a young Amelia Pond.
Hi, my name is Riku.
Okay.
What the fuck is that?
For you Whovians out there, you get what I'm talking about.
You don't know what that is, John?
And her mom was an all-grown-up Amy Pond. And they got to meet Karen Gillian, the actress who played Amy Pond on the show. And
she could take Rome off a trailer hitch.
Lit Riku's world right up.
What show exactly are you talking about?
Doctor Who.
Oh, okay.
Doctor Who. I didn't know either.
Yeah.
We were talking about our more recent work on Selfie.
I was actually dressed as the Doctor myself, yeah.
Oh, cool.
And I wandered around in a fez and bow tie all day.
Nice.
It was kind of fun.
You in a bow tie? No.
Right. I know. Shocker.
Yeah. Is that even an outfit for you?
I mean, so, okay. I put on some of my own clothes and I just put a fez on and it happened to look like the Doctor.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
Is that the thing that a Shriner wears?
Yes. Yeah, okay. The big red fez with the tassel.
Probably a nice look.
Like our good friend, the Foo Flemington, formerly of Reno, We Have a Problem.
Yes.
The original Arhua.
Oh, man, yes. Could that man pull off a fez?
Yeah.
Good. He was a fez.
It was those crazy eyes.
He was a fez prodigy. And you must talk about yourself in the third person while wearing a fez.
Yeah, and he does.
Always. Yeah.
Always.
Foo doesn't like that.
He talks about himself in the third person on Facebook, too.
Yeah, that's where.
I do quite enjoy that.
I do, too. That's so funny.
Why does it bother me with everybody else but on Foo?
Because he wears a fez and has a fantastic mustache.
And Dave Grohl fights him.
Yeah. Dave Grohl fights him?
Right, the Foo Fighters. Like, oh, God. It wasn't funny once I explained it. It was hilarious before I explained it.
It was better.
We'll go back. You ruined it.
I like being funny.
Cut that part out later, Rick.
Right.
Shit's put out for jokes.
Right. It's Rick's fun circus.
Okay, hey, what time is it right now?
It's 7:40.
Excellent. All right. In a couple minutes here, we're going to make a little phone call. We're going to be talking to Mr. Joe Atack, friend of the show. Good friend of the show.
Who we know from Weapons of Mass Creation.
Ah. But this has nothing to do with that silly old band.
Oh, okay.
Who are going to be playing at Mary Anarchy, I believe?
Yes.
Yes. Has nothing to do with that band. Joe's involved with a production over at Bruca Theater. And my interns didn't. The people who put this phone call together did not get me the information on what it was about. Actually, I could try to look that up right now.
Hmm. Well, take your time, Rory. It's not like we're doing a fucking show.
No, it's not like we're doing a show. No, right. I forget what shows Joe's doing right now, so we're going to talk to him about that.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll probably know.
He'll know.
So that's
They're
great.
Actually in rehearsal right now. I think we should just go ahead and call him a little.
Oh, this is exciting.
Would you call Bruca in the middle of rehearsal?
Oh, I'm calling Joe during the middle of his rehearsal.
Rory is a VIP, Nick.
Right.
Yeah.
And Joe's the kind of asshole that would have his phone on during rehearsal.
Dude, I call the payphone outside of Bruca, and a dude's standing there waiting for me to call him to run inside and knock on the door.
For free.
Because all those payphones just around downtown and shit.
He used to be. I miss those
used
days.
Hello?
Hello, Joe Atack.
Hello, Mr. Rory Dowd. How are you?
Doing well. Welcome to the worst little podcast in the world. Say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody at Worst Little Podcast. How are you?
Hi. Good, thanks.
Hello, I forgot he's the guy that talks funny.
We've got the regular crew, and we've also got John and Margie from Satellite Serenade, but we're excited to be calling you. You're in rehearsal at Bruca right now, am I right?
You are absolutely right. You are correct, 100%.
What show you've got brewing there? You're gumming up in about, 2 weeks now?
Gumming up?
Yes, we open on December 5th, and we have an awesome production. It's called Ham for the Holidays.
Ham for the Holidays.
I love ham.
I love that.
Yes. And it's awesome.
What can we expect for this holiday feast?
It's a farce. It's set in 1939 in a radio station in a fictional town in Georgia. It's super fun.
Those are all things I love.
All the things that could possibly go wrong on a Christmas radio broadcast.
That's awesome, actually.
That's perfect.
Cool.
It is great.
That's exactly the kind of nerdy thing for people who like podcasts.
Absolutely. And it's got all the sort of a lot of film trivia from the 1930s in it, too. We're coming up on the 70th anniversary of Gone with the Wind, and there's a lot of references to Gone with the Wind in it because, of course, it screened in Atlanta, Georgia in 1939, 38. Yeah.
How are you involved in the show, and who's in it with you?
I'm directing the show, and we have Mary Bennett is playing one of the lead characters, as well as Ryan Kelly. Actually, most of the characters are all sort of even in sort of size in the show, so it's a real ensemble performance. got Mary Bennett, Ryan Kelly, John Blomberg, John Lutz, Gary Crimmins. We have Weston Spann, and we have Robert Grant. So nice. It's a really great cast, yeah.
Yeah,
really
no, awesome. Those are all great, great bunch of people you got together under your wings there.
It's like a big production, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. What you can hear in the background right now is we're just doing a photo shoot for the show. So
ooh,
it's
a whole PR day for you over there.
Absolutely.
Just some glossies.
We're having a fun time over here with our costumes and our photographer. It's great.
Sexually.
Well, how? So it opens on December 5th. It's a Friday night. How long is it going to run? Mm-hmm.
It's going to run through the holiday season, and it closes on December 21st, which is a Sunday.
Wow,
we've
excellent.
Got shows
okay.
December 5th, 6th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th, and those are all at 8 p.m., and then we have two matinee performances on the 14th and 21st, all right, which are at 2 p.m.
So that's like, 12, 14 shows, something like that?
Yeah.
Let's do the math.
Excellent.
It's a lot.
Excellent. No, like that's good. That's great. We're very excited.
Yeah.
Well, anybody there want to say hi to the Worst Little Podcast? You want to pass the phone around to anybody?
Let me. Why don't I am? Sorry. Let me put you on with Mary Bennett.
Yay!
Who is also artistic director of Ruka.
Now let's ask her if it really sucks and you didn't tell us.
Hello.
Hey, Mary Bennett. Welcome to the show.
How are you? Gosh, you make everything sound so cool.
It's pretty fucking cool.
Well, this show is pretty cool, and so are you. Now, my engineer, Rick, who you can't hear, but he's in my ear, he's desperate for me to ask you a question. Joe just had a lot of really good things to say about the show. What Rick wants to know is Joe lying and does it really suck?
And is there nudity?
And is there nudity?
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent. That's what we needed to know.
I'm going to buy a ticket.
It was the show with some big balls is what it is.
Can you tell us anything about your character in the show? A little teaser about who you are?
Yes. I play Violet, and she's a professional. Actually, we have a lot in common, Rory, because she is a professional radio star. And she keeps everybody
excellent.
In line, right? And, she's done it. She's actually taken a step back now. She's working at the Hamlin radio station. But she's going to move up from the radio station of Ham Radio, and she's going to hit the big time again. I promise. So don't you fret. I'm going to stand there.
Bring back the ham.
And, it's really an interesting time for us, too, because it's 1939, it's December, and it's really, really big because one of the biggest movies has just premiered in Atlanta, and we are so very excited. And so, of course, I'm looking to Scarlett O'Hara for a lot of my inner female because all of us girls want to be her. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
of course you do.
I'm talking Gone with the Wind.
Yeah,
right?
Baby.
One of your favorite films. Yes. Yes, so it's really fun. That movie is threaded through the show and the excitement of all of that time period. And so if you love radio, which I know you do.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
What you're doing right now.
We have the best damn fake radio show in the city.
Right, and you're probably,
Sparks.
You could all do that in the nude, and it would be fine. You just say that's what it is.
Oh, no.
Joe, right now.
Oh, we're not
well.
Supposed to be?
We would never.
I thought that was part of how you got into radio.
It is how you get into radio.
We practice here. We practice here.
In the nude or in the nod.
I'm just wearing
thing.
A bow tie. Yeah.
I love you in a bow tie. Joe, and I don't know if he wants me to disclose this because he probably still wants to work in the theater in Reno, but one of his weird things that he does with us is to make sure everybody rehearses in the nude for that raw, real feeling. He wants to bring out really the best in all of us, the natural. So it can be a bit overwhelming at first, but we really get to know each other.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you do.
Yeah, it builds up trust.
Sounds like a good director.
Especially with those trust trust games of falling forward, especially when you're older. awkward gravity can be an interesting thing. Yeah. That's about me, Rory. Do you want to talk to another
yes,
star
please.
Here
it's wonderful.
Radio?
It's wonderful to talk to you. Wonderful to talk to you, Mary. We'll have to
Tell
get you on
happy,
the show again sometime.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And, I would love it.
And a happy In Thanksgiving from all of us to at WLP to all of you over at Bruca.
Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Bruca to all of you there. And let's see here. Let me put on John Lutz. John Lutz is actually the owner of the radio station here inside of the play.
Excellent.
So this is a neat dimension. So, John, you're about to go on the air.
Well, love you, Mary. And, thank you.
I love you, too, sweetheart. And here's John Lutz.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hello, John Lutz. Welcome to the worst little podcast in the world. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm fine, and I intend to improve that little podcast. So you become, I don't know, the second worst little podcast.
I like your style, sir. I like your style.
Stealing off the top of the deck.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your role at the radio station?
Yes, my name is Cap Hoxton, and not only do I own the radio station here in Hamlin, Georgia, but I also own the local Hammery. And we distribute world-famous Hoxton's hams, the ham to the heart.
Love ham.
There's an actual heart inside each ham?
Hamland.
Well, no, it's the heart that we make our hams with. And, of course, we have a fine heart-shaped ham loaf just for your Valentine's Day.
Excellent. It sounds like you've got your hams on the situation.
Ooh, I love hams too.
That's right. Yes,
you're a real hams on kind of guy.
And of course I'm also glib on the radio.
Yes, you are, sir. Yes, you are.
In fact, here in Hamlin I have my own show called Cooking with Lard.
Directed?
And I star in it, and I do the cooking all myself.
It's direct and to the point. It's a catchy title. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. You know, people have been cooking with lard since the 1300s, and they make pasties by cooking with lard. Now you know what a pasty is, don't you?
A pasty like the naughty girls wear at the dance clubs.
Well, that's what I thought it was, but actually a pasty is a fine little dish that you stuff hamburger and onions and sour cream into pastries, and they're just, they're referred to as pasties. So when I actually got the first recipe, I thought I would have a nice young lady come and model my pasties, but as it turned out, all I needed was a serving dish. And a little bit of ground up pork.
Word.
Wow, those are words to live by.
Well, thank you very much. I think so too. And I tell you what, if you could tell all your audience to come down and see us, they could share our pasties with us. And we have a couple of lovely actresses who deliver our pasties.
Hey,
after I've cooked them.
All right.
Might be some I'm into.
It'll have to do at least. It sounds good to me.
Ask him if he has any vegetarian dishes.
Excellent. Is there something else you'd like to speak to, or would you like to be dazzled by more of my off the cuff sort of response?
I think we'll move on to one more person, and then we want to get back to Joe here.
Okay, one more person.
It was a pleasure to talk with you, sir. Hopefully to see you down at the theater very soon.
So far,
now I'm going to hand you off to a nice young gentleman who works for me, who is creative in his own way, although I must admit that our English teacher, Miss Johnson, taught this young man a great deal about the outer world, and so we're going to let him show you how brilliant we can be here in Hamlin, Georgia.
Thank you.
So, next you go.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
This is Dexter Armstrong of WM Radio. How are you?
Ah, good to meet you, Dexter. My name is the Reverend Rory Dowd with the Worst Little Podcast in the World. How are you today, sir?
Doing great. Now, podcast, you say, what's this?
It's like a talk radio show that nobody listens to.
You wouldn't get it.
Oh, we're quite familiar with those type of shows around here. Sad to say.
So what do you do around the radio station? Can you tell us a little bit about what your role is in that fine journalistic and media machine?
You're a man after my own heart with words like that. I actually am one of the cogs in the machine here. Definitely one of the people that brings their own special, unique flavor to every production. As you can tell, I have no...
Are you the cook and do you spit into food?
What's that? No. Oh, if we could afford a cook. No, I'm just one of the long-standing company members here, and definitely bring my own special little something. One of which, like I said, is not having any regional dialect. I've done my best to sort of weed that out.
Just sound like a normal person.
That's a middle American appeal.
Sounds like Clark Kent.
Are you in sales, sir?
No.
No, you're an on-air personality.
Yes, sir.
Ah.
Ask him if he has any of his own shows.
Do you have your own show?
No. I just participate in the various many shows around here, providing character voices, and God, if I could have my own show, that'd be wonderful.
So you're an intern, huh?
No. I am a paid company member. We do have something like an intern. he definitely does lots of work for free.
You have a lot of positions he can fill?
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah.
Jack is the operative word in that sentence. Yeah. Well, hey, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, Dexter.
We're moving to blue territory.
Dangerously close.
Hey, can you pass this back off to your fine captain, Mr. Atak, there?
Hey, definitely. Thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show. We'll hope to see you down at the theater.
Hey, we'd love to see you. Can we close off with a jingle from the show for you?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck it.
Oh, here you go. This is one of W. Ham's famous Christmas jingles. Here you go.
I'm sure it sounds much better in person.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you. That sounded, well, we'll fix it in post.
I think I heard fuck this shit, something
somebody
like
has
that.
Somebody has to.
But no, it's a teaser. It's a good teaser there. And hey, yeah. Thanks for coming on the show today, Joe. We wish you a great run. And I'm going to try to squeeze in there this week. Probably that opening weekend. I'll try to get in on Saturday.
Ham for the holidays.
That would be awesome. We'd love to see you down here.
Excellent, brother. Well, take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, my friend. Take care, you guys.
Bye.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
After that phone call, I'm a little bit hungry and I have a chub. Is that everybody or just me?
We should probably
just
have
you.
That was exciting and different.
That sounds like a pretty rad show,
does.
Actually.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Ham for the holidays.
I love going to
check
Bruca.
It out at Bruca Theater.
Christmas time.
They do such fun shows at Christmas.
They always do great Christmas shows.
Christmas at the theater.
Yeah. And it is a very cozy, family-friendly theater like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, not all the shows are family-friendly, but it,
you know what I'm saying, girl?
If you're there,
some of them have triangles.
If you're there, you're welcomed into the fuck it. Hey, will you guys play a song?
Yeah, play a song
and cleanse my palate of Nick.
Yeah, let's not
cleanse your palate of Nick.
Oh, now it's my fault. That, okay, yeah, you're going around the room.
You're wandering into blue territory.
You're next.
A palate full of Nick, eh? Nick also likes shit.
That is my fault.
Thank you, Chewy.
You're welcome.
Goblin King. Oh, sure. Because I wrote it down first. GK.
What's
okay? This song's called Goblin King. It's a song I wrote about The Labyrinth, because that's my favorite movie.
I thought you were going to say like Rush Limbaugh or something.
Faggot.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Okay, Goblin King. Got it.
We have no songs about Rush Limbaugh.
Wait, what?
Can we picture, so we picture David Bowie in makeup while this is happening.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Nick's going to close his eyes. And
can he be shirtless?
Honky, could you bring some beers in
here? I'm surprised you're even looking that high with David Bowie and Labyrinth.
Well, back then he wasn't that bad. Yeah, you're right.
Dude, the crotch. It's all about the crotch.
The tights.
You know.
I like a nice ugly triangle, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, girl.
Do those legs go all the way up? No, they stop at the twig and berries.
All right, here you go.
Okay, sweet.
I want a boyfriend like David Bowie in the Labyrinth, someone who gets me to dance magic dance, and it will be a glitter and gold, sequins and lace and crystal balls, and I will fall into his arms. Take me out for the night, show me the sights and a real good time, have a fancy dinner and a bottle of wine, but sadly I will have to decline. See, I got someone special on my mind, eyelided eyes and pants oh so tight, a bulge in a place that'll draw the eye, that's what's gonna get this heart of mine. I want a boyfriend like David Bowie in the Labyrinth, someone who gets me to dance magic dance, and it will be a glitter and gold, sequins and lace and crystal balls, and I will fall into his arms. Solve your labyrinth in the nick of time, and then I know your love will be mine. So Goblin King, come take me away, and you can have my baby brother any day, and I will solve your labyrinth in the nick of time, and then I know your love will be mine, and then I know your love will be mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Satellite Serenade. Damn, Margie, your voice is so fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
I had the pleasure of having John and Margie perform with me, what was that, last week, 2 weeks ago? At First Fridays at Foxy Olive.
God, you say that like they're your backup band.
Wait, no, it's...
Yeah, these are the people that are super talented that I
glom
onto.
Yeah, I brought him up under my wings.
Satellite their first show Serenade the featuring Rory.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
I would. Oh, no.
Wow.
So Rory.
Oh, no, do go on. I wasn't just going to, like, compliment the fucking band for a great performance recently or anything. Yeah, I was making it
about me.
About me,
right?
Poor Rory.
No, go on, Rick.
Sorry.
Go on.
I'm sorry.
It's misunderstood.
So you
hey,
guys...
Rick, when was the last time somebody touched your penis and it wasn't you?
Oh! Oh, God, it's been a long time.
Aw.
Fuck.
Wow. Damn.
Thanks
okay,
for making
everybody...
me think about that. I don't remember.
Touche.
And when was the last time it was somebody conscious?
Yeah. No. Even when the doc checked me for hemorrhoids, he didn't even touch my junk. I was like, please,
really?
Please.
You were disappointed,
no.
Huh?
I think they're on my
extra.
Dick, too.
Could you just touch it so I could tell people? No.
Hemorrhoids.
Yeah, that's awful.
Why don't you just tell them you think there might be something wrong with your dick and you're probably looking at it for you?
Like, yeah.
Right. While you're down there.
Don't you think it's kind of big?
Is it supposed to be this big, Doc?
It gets bigger when I think about boys.
Yeah. They'll probably put a Q-tip up there if you tell them that, and that is not comfortable.
No, but I have a giant pee hole, yes, so it's fine.
He can accommodate two Q-tips.
Right up the meatus.
Yeah. I had my pee hole enlarged when I was in elementary school, so.
It's called a meatus, Rick. Let's use the correct terminology.
How did you have it enlarged?
It's surgically. Like, I had surgery to have my pee hole made bigger.
Oh,
what?
Wow. That's rad.
I know, because I was into body modification when I was a child. No, okay. No. A doctor told my mom that my balls were getting infected because my pee hole was too
really?
Small.
Really? That's like true? Oh,
doesn't
my
that
goodness.
Sound insane? Wow. It sounds insane, like it was a dream, but it really
and
happened.
And you can't find a boyfriend?
You weren't getting a good enough flow.
Yeah, that's what they said, that the urine was backing up into my testicles, and they had to make my pee hole bigger.
Do you think that's what made you gay?
And I think so. And ever since then, I want to have butt sex with guys. No. I was a little kid, so right. I remember being the teacher being all, why do you have to have an operation? I'm like, I can't tell you.
Well,
I'm getting my pee hole widened.
If your pee hole is basically
it's
a vagina.
It's huge. It's totally like, it's got a clitoris, and no, it's not like that at all. And so,
should we worry?
Time out.
Go back to talking about the band. I'm sorry. This is all.
Abort.
Real.
Abort.
Let's just try to pull the wheel of this shit back around. Face it, New West. So I had the pleasure of performing with John and Margie at First Fridays at Foxy Olive this month.
Sweet.
And have repeatedly that night and in the days since had tons of people coming up and telling me just how velvety, how powerful, how soulful, how clear, how crisp. Everybody loves your voice, Margie.
Yeah.
Thank you. Like, thanks for having us on. We had a great time that night.
That was a
good
night.
That was a great show. That was a good night.
Super fun.
Yeah. And John, have you completely abandoned keyboards and you're just a guitar guy now?
No, actually, Nick and I are starting a project where I'm going to be on keyboards. It's a Cure cover band.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
What are you calling it? It's got to have a clever name.
It does have a clever name, doesn't it? The thing is, when the clever name was told to me,
Nick
I was
just
very
staring
drunk.
Blankly.
I don't know.
Crying boys.
I'm looking boys. For direction in this boy. Project.
Or what
but
about,
I'm excited to play with John.
What about call it the Urk?
So I don't know a lot
about it. Oh, because it's
like
backwards.
Pig Latin for
Yurke.
The
Yurke.
ICS.
No. What is the name?
Immersion Cure Society.
Even I thought that was a little bit gay.
I thought that was
because it's like an ICS kind of project.
It's ICS-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Immersion or just Cure Society. That's pretty gay.
I think there's a name.
Not in a cool homosexual
who's
Rick.
All in it?
I mean,
is it? Because if you both don't know what it is.
Eighth grade, I'm a retard for saying that way.
I would. No, you can call it gay.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't even mention the project because it's so new, but Sutherland put it together and he got a bunch of guys together and we've yet to meet.
Fuck!
Oh, I thought you guys were going to have rehearsal soon or something.
We were supposed to have it on Sunday.
Yeah, but it fell through, so next Sunday.
I got like three rehearsals on Sundays.
Fucking Raiders are playing.
Well, we can do it after that.
Right, Candy Shop at 2 and then Cure at 5.
Yeah. Day of music.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just get it all done in one day. I'll probably have Spike and Jack there.
This is how bands in Reno break up before they even start.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I'm already over it, man. Yeah. That Cure cover band is so last week now.
Anyway. That's such a great idea.
I should do a better idea, like promoting the new band I'm going to be in, but like I really only have the most preliminary details.
Right.
Be at Jubs at 5 is about what I know about the band.
So you're going to promote this band, the Satellite Serenade, right now.
This makes more sense.
Yeah.
Do you guys do you have any other shows lined up?
We're playing next at Mary Anarchy.
Yay!
Friday.
They're opening the show on Friday.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're the last ones to ask. There was no more spots, but I said, okay, I'll make creative spots.
You guys get to go right before the Princess Bombs.
Yeah, we'll be opening for the Princess Bombs.
Excellent.
Yes, that's going to be fun.
Maybe we'll just play Dance Dance Rock and Roll Baby and steal the song.
Maybe we'll steal Riku's thunder. Nice. Nice. Make fun of an 8-year-old.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's about how it would
Maybe
go down,
we should
I think.
Have whoever knows how to play it come up and play it when Princess Bombs.
Oh,
plays.
That could be fun. Like that, make that our last song of the set and have it a big sing along because there's so many people.
Bring it down to one guitar and then build it up.
It'll be like it'll be cool. A sing along with like 4 people.
Yeah, no, there'll be a handful of people that have heard Nick and I play that song repeatedly.
Yeah, well, actually, Princess Bombs has a little bit of a draw more than like a lot of my other
things. Actually, Princess Bombs has as much, if not more, of a draw than Lighter Thief.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I like it that way.
Yeah, all right, kid. Let's see. I could do another phone call. Do you guys like magic? Should we save that?
No, let's do more music. And I mean, we were on the phone for a long time. My head hurts from holding it against my ear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let's hear some more of the pretty voice. We'll do a phone call
because you do have a really pretty voice.
Oh, thank you.
Do you have any originals? Are you going to play an original for us?
That wasn't original.
Yeah. Oh, right. That was just about Labyrinth.
Rory's on a different show.
I mean, besides that one.
I wrote that song.
That song
besides,
wasn't in Labyrinth.
Besides
Rory.
That one. No, I, you know.
She's going to give her little brother the Goblin King.
You transported me off into a magical fairyland. Yes. And I was just so caught up in David Bowie's pants by the end of the song.
My work is done here.
But sure, let's play Second Skin.
Sure, yeah.
This one
sure.
I wrote, it's not about Labyrinth.
Tell me, have you worn yourself out yet? With climbing out and falling back, you try to tell. I'm the one controlling you. So peel yourself from me, my second skin, and feel your lungs again, and learn to swim. You've got envy now, but envy's not your seventh sin.
Cha-cha.
Smooth.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So this is just the beginning of this little super duo-ness as such.
Well, you guys have worked together
a lot. Well, sort of
the
beginning. I mean, we kind of hooked up in 2008, so it's 6 years in the making. But we're taking it more seriously now and hoping to put down an album.
Well, and really, and I've seen you guys, you know, play in different combinations with other people. You know, it's not the first time I've seen the two of you on stage together.
Right.
But I think this one is definitely its own leaf, its own flavor.
Yeah.
It's really distinct.
Yeah, we play together in Candy Shop with Nick as well, mm-hmm. and that's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And I'm also in Wheatstone Bridge with Jill Marlene.
And that's so fucking rad.
Yes, I love her, and I love the other guys in the band. Doyle Stewart and
fuck Doyle.
Stephen Barron.
Doyle's a dick.
Fuck that
he's
cat.
Nice. No, he's not.
I hope he hears me say that.
Well, it's cool because how, like, in Candy Shop and Wheatstone Bridge, you sing with somebody all the time.
Yeah,
you guys kind
of
sing
a lot of harmony
over each other's stuff some of the time, and in Candy Shop, pretty much the whole time.
Right, it's all harmony with Candy Shop. Yeah, so it's nice to kind of branch out and. kind of do my own thing a little bit.
We've been wanting to hear what would be just some solo Margie.
Just the Marge.
I think, yeah.
Don't call me that.
Jujubee.
I should not start quoting lines from Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
No. That was, Large Marge was my nickname as a
in
kid.
In grade school, and yeah.
And I wasn't even fat. But it made me think I was.
Just tell them Large Marge sent you.
Oh, I'm going to kill you.
And when they pull the body from the twisted wreck.
And just think, if those little kids called you that now, you could punch them and knock them into next week.
Yeah. That's true.
You could sing at them and blow their brain up. Because, yeah, you really have a beautiful gift there.
Oh, thank you.
Your singing is so good.
I always enjoy it a lot. So.
Definitely. And the solo Margie is very cool.
Thank you.
Great words. You guys write words together, or
we switch off?
Yeah,
mostly not together because then it's just a lot of quarreling.
Yes.
Two people marrying words together in a single verse is really difficult at best. Music, it's kind of a little easier. You can trade off, like with the melody and the
who does the
chords
majority
and
of
stuff,
the writing.
But
I'd say I do.
John does a lot.
Two thirds, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can always tell which songs John wrote. They're very wordy.
They're a little wordy. We had a 10-minute argument over one word the other day.
What was it?
Well, we haven't played that song yet, but the word was arguendo. Margie thought it shouldn't go in a song, especially not a wannabe punk rock song, and I thought it was the best word ever.
What?
Arguendo.
Arguendo.
Well, but I mean, you know, there are...
Like an intimation?
Innuendo?
Is that an argumentative... Innuendo?
Latin for the sake of an argument. For the sake of argument.
Hmm. Yeah.
So it's Latin, so it wouldn't count in Scrabble.
It would not. Well, I don't know. That depends.
That's an awesome
That's a different show.
It's weird when Latin moves into Scrabble, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Requiem, that's...
Because all English is kind of based a little bit on Latin, right?
Well, a third. The other two-thirds is Germanic.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then French, but I guess that's a Latin.
Well, you know,
that's romance.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Well, good song.
Hey! Chewy! Big award. Hey, thanks for being here this week to kill the show. We couldn't have done it without you.
I didn't bring it up. I was just going along with it, guys.
All right, fuck it. I'm going to make another phone call. I'm going to kickstart the show again. And we are going... Do you like magic, kids?
Yeah.
Do you like clowns?
Can me and Chewy try to set it up while you work on the phone?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so out in the garage.
Yep.
Okay, what...
In the green room.
What happened? I got a video of it.
There's several witnesses.
Helena, Empress of the Impossible.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Impossible. She came to visit us in the garage before the show, and she had a deck of tarot cards.
Mm-hmm. And huge
had
heels.
Me cut the cards, mm-hmm. and then had me write a 3-digit number on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. That she didn't see.
She didn't see.
Okay. Because we did mess it up once, and we had to redo it.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's besides the point.
It was very
thrilling. Or beside the point.
No, we got a very good video of this whole thing, so we can prove that it actually happened.
That I sealed in an envelope,
yes,
and
we
I'm
have
now
two
holding
sealed envelopes.
That says numbers.
I wrote a 3-digit number on a piece of paper, and it was sealed in an envelope that is marked numbers.
Uh-huh.
And also, I drew a tarot card and wrote, and so did Helena, and we each put our tarot cards in the envelope marked tarot.
But he was
and
a little
she
feminine.
Showed it, and she showed us what her tarot card was at the time, but Chewy's was put back in the deck and shuffled up.
Yes.
Okay.
We did take video of this. Hopefully you already watched this before listening to the show.
I hope so.
So we're going to be calling Helena, Empress of the Impossible.
The Impossible.
For some long distance psychic remote viewing mentalism. So,
unless she has seen the video also, there's no way she would know. But she wouldn't have because Nick has it.
Hello?
Hello, Helena!
Hey!
How are you?
I'm doing just great. How are all of y'all?
Good. Wonderful. We kind of just described the audience and set up what we did in the garage with the numbers and the tarot card.
Okay.
So, and then we thought we'd give you a buzz, and let's do this.
Okay. Let's please. Let's see. I'm calling from the other side of town right now, so that
where are you at?
Puts a little extra in, oomph into it because this is the first time I've tried this with this much distance.
Excellent. How far? How exactly? How far across town are you? Like, what general area?
I'm Keystone right now.
Keystone, oh, yeah. Okay.
Other side of the valley, yeah. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's see. Which one should we do first?
Tarot.
Nick wants to go for the tarot cards first.
Okay, we'll go for the tarot cards. There are two slips of paper in that envelope.
Correct.
Yes. There's, if you go ahead and open up the envelope.
Roy's ripping it open.
I'm tearing it off crosswise. I'm dumping the two slips in my hand. One is marked with an X, and one is marked... Go ahead.
The X is mine.
And one is marked with a C.
And that's Chewbacca's.
C?
C. Yep. C.
A big...
C.
A big cunty C for Chewie.
Yes.
Capital C for
open that one.
Open Chewie's?
Open Chewie's. I had him write down the chair. I shuffled. He cut. I had him... And then I dealt out some cards. I had him write down the card that he chose, what is written on the piece of paper, which card.
Precess. And then he wrote in a T where it should have been so it would read priestess.
That's how I write my T's.
So it's not the car.
All right. Now go ahead and open up the one that has the X.
The X says, wow, you will choose the priestess.
Oh. Yes.
Damn. Yep.
Oh, this was sealed
Helena, you
up
win
in front of Chewie in the garage.
You are the mistress of the impossible.
You wrote it in a way that Rory wouldn't make fun of you either.
Oh my God.
Yes.
We were all engaging mystic forces
Amen.
Of one kind or another.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know if I want this witchery in my house.
Not bad for long.
Black magic in your house, Rick.
Fuck yeah.
What
no.
would Jesus,
Jesus
think of that?
Don't tell him.
Don't tell Jesus.
Nobody tell Jesus.
That's why I wrote priestess with the T, the small T, above the rest of the letters to hold Christ
okay,
above.
I have my
to hold Christ above
prediction ready to go for next week. I've made the
oh, yes.
$500. I've made the $500 sports bet. It is going to go in a locked box, and it's going to be at Jub Jub's tonight. I'm going to, in front of everybody, I'm going to insert that in my box.
Yes, there will be a locked box hanging from the ceiling at Jub Jub's with a football prediction in it. Starting tonight until next week when Helena hosts the open mic night and is going to have the big reveal of whether or not that bet. When is that game going to be? You've made
that
the prediction
game is
today.
Be that very night. It's a Dolphins Jets game.
Monday Night Football.
So it's you're making a prediction tonight for next week's game that will be up all week long.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, cool. Then
that's
next
exciting.
Week we'll know.
And to those lucky enough, I mean, the listeners aren't going to get down to Jubs in time for tonight, but
some of them may have already been there.
Yes.
Okay. Tomorrow night, I will be, in addition to revealing that, I will be putting it at risk along with 7 pieces of silver and a baseball card in canisters that we'll choose as we go along.
I have seen these 7 pieces of silver. A bunch of them are what, Morgan dollars?
Yes.
And one of them is something from China, Japan?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
yes,
it's a Chinese bar of silver. It's very beautiful.
Yes.
It's got this, like... crane on it and bamboo and no, it's really this is pretty freaking expensive pieces of silver that we're talking here. And what's the baseball card?
The baseball card is 1958 Mickey Mantle.
Holy shit!
Oh.
What condition is it in?
Who's he?
What condition is it in? Chewie wants to know.
Oh, it's I would say good condition.
Okay.
So it's not the most
it's not
expensive
it's not like
card.
Better
but,
than fair.
It's but it's
Mantle.
Still
fucking
worth
Mantle,
a pretty
dude.
Penny. It's a,
yes,
it's
absolutely.
A 1958 Mantle.
Mickey Mantle. It's a beautiful card, yes.
And
yes.
I'm not sure if I get
anyway,
what's going on.
I'll, in addition to my $500 wager, I'll be putting that at risk.
So how exactly?
Next week.
How exactly is this stuff at risk? Who would win it? In the event that you were wrong.
Thank
you. Okay, it's going to go in one of 6 canisters.
Okay. So,
and as people sign up and play, they get to do something with me and choose a canister. And I take the one that's left.
Ah, so volunteers from the audience are going to get the opportunity.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So if Helena screws this up, she loses all that rad
stuff.
Or
performers.
Oh, far out.
Nice.
Or both.
Very cool. Very cool. So people, Next week's open mic night, burning mics over at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor. You do not want to miss this. With the debut performance of Helena, Mistress of Empress of the Impossible. Screw you, Rick, Empress of the Impossible.
Our psychic power's real.
Our psychic power's real.
Is he going to read the numbers one, two?
There will be feats of mentalism and little experiments all night long.
Yes, there will be. Yes, there will be.
All right, so go ahead.
Well, are we going to get to the final little experiment, or do you have something else?
Yeah, I was going to say that's exactly where I was going to go with that. Let's get to the numbers envelope here.
Numbers envelope. Chewy chose a three-digit number, and he wrote that down, and then it immediately went over to you and into the envelope.
I licked it with my wet tongue.
Rory licked that envelope like a motherfucker.
Yes, and it's up to me to be on the other side of town and see if I can get this. All of you know what that number is, right?
I don't remember. No. Should I be opening the envelope now?
Chewy just pantomimed it. Do it one more time, Chewy. Okay. All right.
All right. Okay. Chewy remembered what. Now we all know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm focusing. Keep in mind, I'm on the other side of town. I might get this one wrong.
Are you touching
yourself?
I'm
going to go with the first digit is 8. And the second digit is 2. And the third digit is 9. So I'm going with 829. Go ahead and open the envelope. Is that what it says?
829. I'm opening the envelope right now. I'm unfolding the post-it note. 524.
524. Damn it.
524. I kind of close in the shapes.
Yep.
Yeah, the shapes are similar.
Oh, okay.
Don't. Aww. But so, ladies and gentlemen, if you want a chance to win some money from this, you know, you. Well, you know, he doesn't always get them right. She doesn't always get them right, ladies and gentlemen. If you want a chance to win some big cash, some pieces of silver.
And
a Mickey Mantle card. Come check it out at Jub Jub's this coming week, all right?
Okay, yes, yes. Hey, I got 1 out of 3, but I got 2 right.
Yep.
Yeah, the 2 was right. And really, the 8, 5, 9, 4, that's pretty close.
The 5 and the 4 could have been a... 8 and a 9 pretty easily. You just connect.
I mean, from that distance, it was a little blurry.
That's why I am on the other side of the town. This was ambitious.
And Chewy's handwriting is terrible. So
I might put it up. I might, you know, $500 sports bet. If it's the winning team, pieces of silver and a baseball card, come on down. Yeah. You never know.
You have a legitimate chance to win.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for being on the show. It was good talking to you, love.
Okay, great. I'll see you later today.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Sweet.
He doesn't know we're on Thanksgiving. It's actually next Monday, right? After Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yeah, it'll be the Monday after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I feel like I messed up.
Right. Like it's your fault. You know, that's awesome.
No, that's legit, though.
She's done so many great things. That's the first time she's fucked something
that
up.
That is the first time I've seen her.
It's always been amazing. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. But drag queen mentalism is amazing. It's not just some guy doing tricks. It's some guy doing tricks in a really great dress and wig. So, you know, it's worth the show, even if it doesn't go well.
Absolutely an entertainer. Awesome.
Drag queens do more than sing Judy Garland hits. It's a good world out there, Reno. So go check it out.
Friend of the show's. I call her Zelina because it's spelled with an X.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're Mexican. You know it's actually pronounced with an H in Spanish.
Helena. Oh, yeah.
You're Mexican.
Helena. I didn't know she was Mexican.
Don't your genes just tell
that? I don't know everybody who's Mexican. I didn't know Margie was Mexican.
Mexico.
Until she told me.
It was a surprise.
So you're really Margarita.
Mexican surprise.
Margarita.
Margarita.
Sí, señor. So, yeah.
All right. John just pulled up his guitar. Did you want to play another song?
Two more.
That would
be
good.
We could do another one.
That'd be great.
Let's see.
Set this up for us. What are you going to play?
Well, I think. Do you want to do a new one?
All right, let's give it a shot. This was my really failed attempt at writing a punk song.
It's his little political rant.
Does this have arguendo in it?
It does.
Awesome.
Yes.
Can we mosh if we want?
you wouldn't look right.
Okay.
It's not really punk.
No, I failed, but it's something.
Did.
I've got to walk away from all of you. I've listened for too long. Your whole world viewing jingles, but you're singing right along, and it's just cover songs in a dirty bar where everyone has heard them all before. So arguendo, I'm inspired by your holy and rolling cause. Then what the hell have you accomplished? Just let it go, because it's just more cover songs in a dirty bar. I'm done with coming in this place to sit and suffer, watching you sawing off one hand to spite the other and call each other cowards, like that would make them see, and sounding bored. Don't go thinking I'm the choir and you can use me to rehearse, 'cause mangling cover songs in a filthy fucking shithole only makes it that much worse.
Fuck, right. That was rad.
I'll relate.
Oh my
to that
god
one.
Fuck, that's so rad. And that stupid asshole that wants to tell you about how much he hates fucking whoever in politics in the bar, and you're just like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, why would you sit here and tell me all your fucking bullshit? And
it's about that guy.
Yeah, that guy that doesn't have a conversation but takes hostages.
Right.
Yeah. I hate him.
I love.
Yeah, I don't know anybody like that guy.
Yeah, like everybody, all of our friends, Rory.
I play the same cover songs in a shitty bar.
But Nick, you don't talk long. Well, it's like if it was you and
no,
Rory.
Nick totally.
It's a political song.
When Nick's drunk, he will totally corner you into a conversation and not let you go.
I thought you were going to say cornhole for a
I
second.
I do.
When Nick's drunk, he will totally cornhole you
in a conversation.
Dude, I get too drunk. I don't even remember doing this, but wow.
No, he'll sit cornhole on your chest and teabag you while he's telling you about his politics.
I wake up and my cock hurts. I'm like, what happened? I remember
you
were
talking
bar
politics again.
But I
started teabagging people.
I love that John decided to write a song with the word arguendo and then also filthy fucking shithole in the
yes
same song.
And no, I thought that was kind
when
of
you
like
sang
the
that
the anchor rhyme.
Yeah.
I love it.
Like, yeah. I think they go well together.
I don't know, but it's just the power.
It is kind of punk rock.
A beautiful girl saying all this shit.
I think it would sound more like punk rock, frankly. Sorry, no offense, if Margie wasn't singing it.
Oh yeah, I can't do punk rock. It's not.
It's
not
a little
my thing.
Pretty punk rock.
No, I think the sentiment's punk rock.
Yeah,
for
more
sure.
More than the style of music.
But that was fucking great. That was my favorite so far. So good job, you guys.
Thanks.
Damn.
That's more.
Rick just likes
that's the
everything
debut of that song.
That is
y'all
the debut. That
fuck
was the first time we played it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yet another Worst Little Podcast exclusive here at the end of season 4.
Yay.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We do have a few short episodes left in season 4 here. If you'd like to get more involved with the show, please contact us at worstlittlepodcast.com. We have lots of young interns and booking agents ready to answer your emails. Yeah. If you'd like to be a sponsor of the show, please contact myself, Reverend Rory at yahoo.com or rorydowd42@gmail.com. Find out all you need to know about becoming a sponsor of this fine program, like our current sponsor, Reno Computer Fix, who you can find on South Wells next to Dandelion Deli. Reno Computer Fix is a full-service repair and refurbishment shop. They will sell you a new computer, sell you a new-to-you computer. They will fix your old computer. They will fix somebody else's computer.
Those guys rule.
You can, yeah, they rule. They take care of everybody. It's a real family environment. They hire local kids to work in the shop and teach them real job skills before they actually graduate and have to do something for a living. They sell local art on the walls. You can bring your dog in. It's a great place. So go by, check them out. Reno Computer Fix.
Yep. RenoComputerFix.net.
I would say if you can get it on Wells Avenue, don't get it anywhere else.
You got it. Yeah, yeah. Over 221 businesses on South Wells.
That's the way to go.
Local businesses. Yeah,
between Wilson and Wheeler and Wells, you got
extend a block or so for some of those off-the-corner stuff. Yeah. But in that Wells district, 221 local businesses for you to patronize.
Yep. Beautiful.
Wow. I didn't know that.
It's my favorite street in town. Always has been. Yeah.
They got everything.
That's where the big city of Reno really is.
Well, and it's – I know that little strip of Virginia is Midtown, but to me, like, Wells and that are – both Midtown.
Yeah. And Midtown's awesome too. Tons of great businesses there.
But I like the Off Wells district.
Yeah. From like Plum to the casinos, there's something.
Oh yeah. Totally.
A walk, you know.
Yeah. It's rad.
So thank you for being people here in Reno thank you for listening to our show.
Yeah.
For, you know, so long and supporting your local businesses.
Well, we've been doing a show for almost 4 years now.
We're coming to the end of year four.
We could have been like a high school career.
That's awesome.
During
Congrats,
this time.
We're going to start our fifth year.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it'll crazy. Be like our freshman year of college, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, and all you listeners out there, I really need a hand job. So hit me up on Facebook.
So. And hey, please interact with us on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
We are pretty active there. There's a couple people who check it. Please interact with us. We're posting more stuff there. Like things. Comment on it. Talk back at us. Tell us what you want to hear out of our show.
Yeah.
For real. This is a show about Reno, so Reno, feel free to dictate to us a little bit of what we do. I, as the captain of the ship, will also feel free to say, fuck you, no.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'll just say fuck you no matter what.
Right.
Yeah, I bet not
Chewy
in a bad way, but
doesn't
in a nice
like
way.
People.
I love
nice
people.
Way.
She would say, great idea. Fuck you, yes.
Fuck you. It's like a Tourette's type of thing. Fuck that cat.
Make him say fuck it you. Over and over for a second.
Fuck that cat. 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 Fuck that cat.
That's good.
Fuck that cat.
He's got the turrets.
I met a really fat girl
you
in Elko.
A cat?
I just punched the mic.
I didn't fuck a cat. No, that's totally out of context.
I can masturbate without blowing myself. I'm going to pee on this guy's face out of my butt.
All right.
Wow. Chewy, enough.
Like I said, we've been doing this show for 4 years now. I might have said a couple things in different contexts, and Rick likes to pretend I said them.
Chewy, why do you, methinks the lady doth protest too much. She says this every time she's on the show, but
maybe his lady listens at home and it's just like,
what the fuck?
I'm not really.
Trust me,
my
wife doesn't listen to this.
That was blank verse.
When she does, she
methinks
laughs.
The lady doth protest so much. She says that every time she's on the show. Fucking blank verse. Rory's speaking in blank verse.
Excellent.
They've both been quizzed. Are we going to quiz them again? It's been a while.
Yeah, we can take a little quiz around the round walk block.
We'll do a fast quiz. Have more music.
I'm going to win.
Yeah, I'm just going to ask them five questions. That's it.
Five questions.
And then yeah. Rapid fire. Rapid fire is always fun.
Marty always wins because right.
she's
filthy.
And, you suck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember Marty had great answers.
That's
okay.
Right.
Because she's a dirty girl. Okay.
Right.
Okay, so do you want
only on this show.
Give it to me, Rick.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world. You know how it goes. John, yay! Question number one. Have you ever seen... Yeah, I didn't want to ask that question, but have you ever seen a dead body?
Not human.
Okay.
Never?
Margie.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a dead body?
Yes, I worked at a hospital for a while.
So. All right.
I have seen the dead people.
What, Margie, is your favorite decade?
The 80s. They were pretty sweet.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's when I was a kid.
I'd say the 1890s.
The 1890s?
Yeah, you know, before technology came in and fucked everything
up. The age of steel, the birth of the age of the technological steam industrial revolution.
Yeah, you know, civilization just kind of got knocked down by World War I. So right up until then, it was good. So 1890, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right.
A river runs through it and all that.
And all that.
Yeah. Okay. Who in the world would you... No. Have you ever had a fist fight, Margie?
No.
No? Okay. No. Who would you start a fist fight with?
I think that chick that wants to marry Charles Manson,
she needs a beat down.
She needs a fucking topical knuckle too. Sandwich.
She's nice. Very pretty.
John, have you ever been in a fist fight?
Well, I threw a punch once, but I missed, and I hit the windshield. So it.
No, you got hit in the face once by somebody.
Well, yeah, a crackhead downtown, like this girl, like this 17-year-old girl, punched me a bunch of times through the window and ripped up my coat and gave me a bloody nose. Does that count as a fist fight?
No, she was a girl attacking. She was a 17-year-old
girl
attacking
punched you in the face.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I'm going to have to conclude no.
Yeah.
All right,
who would you start a fist fight with?
Who would I start a fist fight with? Interesting. I'd say Neil Gaiman.
Really?
Yeah.
Why Neil Gaiman?
Well, he just looks punchable. I don't know. I wish I had a better answer, but I look at him.
He insists upon himself?
I believe he does.
You know, Neil Gaiman was on our show last week, too.
Was he?
Yes.
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 That's wow.
Weird.
That is really weird.
Let's see. In all of the world, what would you want your last meal to be, John?
I think I would. Is beer and cigarettes a meal? Sometimes I have that for dinner.
Yes. Can we? Do you eat the cigarettes?
Well, if it was my last meal, I mean, I wouldn't have to deal with the consequences, so why not?
Margie.
Well, I can never top the last time's answer, but I'm just going to go with something normal. Sushi.
What was your answer last time?
Last time I said pussy.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And the whole room went...
And
I like a nice ugly triangle, if you know what I'm saying.
Hi, girl.
I think this is the last... Going to be the last question. Last question here. Favorite keywords to search to jerk for on the internet? Margie.
Oh, man.
What's Margie into?
What kind of porn you like, Margie?
What gets it flowing? If you know what I'm saying, girl.
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch. Yeah. Rick, look it up.
I'm already going there.
That's hot.
John?
I'd have to say naked women's professional wrestling cartoons.
Oh.
Okay. That's
very
specific.
It's
sounds trippy.
Did you really want to tell everybody that?
I will shout it from the rooftops. There's nothing better.
And I'll say with that, you don't have to even throw the word Asian in that because it's guaranteed at least one of them's going to be.
They're going to be
Asian. Captain Crunch, Rick, what do we got?
It just says the only cereal brand that includes dingleberries. Captain Crunch's all brand with dingleberries is very rare and seldom to be found. This is because dingleberries are seasonal. They are more abundant during the hot summer months and hand-picked. I die for Captain Crunch with dingleberries.
I think I'm done with Captain Crunch.
Oh, wait. The most famous freak of all time who discovered that the whistles that came in boxes of Captain Crunch cereal emitted perfect 2600 hertz tones. 2600 was the frequency used by Bell's switching system to indicate a trunk being freed. By setting 2600 hertz after making a call to a Watts line after they hung up, you could trick the phone network into giving you another dial tone on which you are not charged.
Yeah, no, it was one of the early phone hacks was the Captain Crunch whistles, totally.
Sweet.
Far out.
Oh, it's also some bunk-ass weed sold by some Cracker Jack-ass nig... Oh, I won't say that. Usually contains the... I got as far as the G. That doesn't count.
Halfway through.
That's Jack-ass N-words. Usually contains seeds, stems, leaves, and is dry and crunchy, known to cause headaches.
I bought so much of that shit in high school.
So, Margie, as far as an answer for what you're looking for to...
I'm not really telling you guys. Hello.
Oh, wait. No,
you get a zero
there.
Then.
Is a dirty one. There's two dirty ones. One, when a man leaves a cum mustache on a woman's upper lip. And then number six is when you are performing oral sexual acts on a girl and solid vaginal discharge enters your mouth, giving you a crunchy delight.
Do you watch that shit, Margie?
Oh.
I think
the first one was funnier.
Yeah.
Margie, you're a dirty
It's like
girl.
The dirty Gross. Sanchez, a Captain
And that's
Crunch.
What Margie's into this week.
I've been told I look like a squirter, though. I don't know.
That's like when I think guys look like they're uncut.
Someone on OkCupid told me that.
Wow, girl, you look like a squirt.
Yeah.
Are you on Tinder?
Smooth talker.
No,
she
get
on Tinder.
Quick,
you find all the winners there.
I bet.
Quick around the room. Who's been with a squirter?
Yes.
Here.
Me.
Me.
Anybody?
So
no. Me.
It's everybody but Chewy, I think.
Everybody but Chewy.
I feel so sorry for you, Chewy.
Well, I mean,
I don't like it when girls pee on me.
Guys count as squirters.
It's not pee. Yeah, every guy's a squirter. Well,
right?
Not every guy. Some guys are sort of, we call that a hamster pop, but yeah.
A what?
A hamster pop. That's the word, the term they use in porn when
where
a guy
just dribbles out.
They're all, here it comes. Oh, that was a hamster pop.
So it's not urine, it's pussy juice.
It's some kind of clear.
I've definitely experienced a lot of pussy juice, but no urine.
No, it's not pee.
The first time it happened, that's what I thought too. I'm all this freaky chick's peeing on me.
It's physiologically similar to semen with no sperm in it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Some weird clear stuff. Yeah. Well,
it's salty.
Still, I guess I probably never
would put that in my mouth, but okay.
Awesome.
Well, sometimes you don't have any choice. We call it a squirter. It's more like a spray sometimes.
We learn so much on the quiz.
Right.
It's very educational.
This is a great first show for our new intern. Yeah.
Instead of sex ed in schools, I should just have them listen to this show.
Those kids would be so
messed up. They'll learn everything right. Hey, Nick, how about some rapid fire questions?
All right, rapid fire. DC or Marvel?
Marvel.
That.
Okay, whatever John says. All right,
I'm not nerdy enough to know the difference.
Indiana Jones or Han Solo?
Oh, Han Solo.
Han Solo.
Stones or Beatles?
Stones.
Beatles.
Richard Pryor or Eddie Murphy?
Murphy.
Richard Pryor.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh, Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Kirk or Picard?
Picard.
Yeah, for sure, Picard. I love me some Picard.
Rory, go.
Bill Cosby or Rick James?
Bill Cosby.
Rick James, bitch.
Yeah. Chewbacca.
West 4th or East 4th?
Oh, East 4th.
West 4th.
East 4th is great. Arena one. Gunshot Liquor or the Atomics?
Ooh, the Atomics.
Gunshot Liquor.
No offense to Gunshot Liquor.
It's kind of hard.
That's a good one.
That's a hard one, yeah.
And one more rapid fire. We're going to go with the old-timey radio or television?
Old-timey radio.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that, too.
Nice. Go see Ham for the Holidays at Bruca, everyone.
Amen. Yeah.
Does sound awesome.
Nice plug, Nick. Good job.
Well done.
Did that on the fly.
What were you going to say if they said television?
Have fun watching The Walking Dead on Sundays at the Foxy Olive. I don't know.
Live in a world where you could have only penicillin or chemotherapy.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Penicillin.
Yeah,
I think penicillin too. For God's
sake,
yeah.
Well,
that's
John,
a tough one.
But when it's not though, because John hates people with cancer.
He's a dick.
He's trying to cleanse the world of people with cancer.
That's right.
People
that's
with nasty infections, all good. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about your book, John?
No.
Good.
Well, there you go.
I knew the answer to that question.
All right, Rory, wrap it up.
So I'm with a grand total of 374 points. Margie actually loses the quiz.
No!
John, with a stellar 777, takes the win.
Oh, face.
Shit, this is a first for me.
Yep, that's why it had to happen.
Guess who's getting a nut punch later?
It's like
John.
Yeah.
It's unexpected, like when the Raiders won last week.
That was awesome. I knew they'd win sooner or later. You can't go defeated for the whole season.
I put $10 on it.
Unless you're
I won.
The 08 Lions or the 76 Bucks, but fuck those guys.
Are those the only teams with a zero and
only
something
teams that
record?
Ever lost every season, every game in the season.
I was in a middle school basketball team that did that 3 years in a row. Wow.
I've been on City League softball teams that went.
We were proud. 0-22 was our record.
That's good.
Impressive. Sixth grade.
That is impressive.
My long jump record was similar to that. I was a long jumper in high school, and I my season record was 14 scratches and one foul.
Oh, shit.
That
dude.
One foul fucked it all up.
Oh, yeah. My God. Were you the guy that like would just trip every time?
I could not jump before the board, and I scratched 14 times. And so the 15th time, I was like, I am not going to scratch. And so I ran like halfway down the runway and just jumped and didn't even make it to the sand.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Son, you ever thought about playing keyboards?
Yeah. That's why I realized I was a musician.
Oh. Play some music.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of being a musician,
serenade is
play
satellite.
Some
serenade.
Music.
Nice segue.
Where does the name come from? What was your inspiration?
Well,
were you just trying to be weird? Was it something you thought of while drunk?
No, I was listening to some
song. Is it because you always miss us?
What?
It's a satellite. A satellite misses you. It goes around. It's an orbit.
Do you write songs about how you miss the satellite bar?
No. It was, I was listening to some song and it mentioned satellite, and I was just thinking about how many songs I like that mention the word. Or
satellite's a good word.
Yeah, and so it just, I don't know, the name popped into my head and I liked the alliteration and all that, so I was like, hey, John. And it was better than any of the names that John came up with, which were crazy.
That's true.
Throw us out a couple of reject names.
Yeah.
I wanted
to call it that time I nearly got raped by a yak during my sojourn in Canada.
Yeah, that was
hard to put on the flyer.
Yeah.
That'd be a good album name, but yeah, hard band name.
Yeah, no.
Should be your first album name.
It should be the first album name.
Hell no.
So this song is called Hang Me, which we actually wrote during ICS because the previous song had been extremely trying.
Yeah, because you're a dick.
Yeah. And with no further ado.
From the highest star, from a noose made out of gossamer, and I'll swing so very far. I'm your star. Hang me,
hang
me from the highest height.
That song is
very sweet.
Thanks.
That was one of the highlights of the show at Foxy that you guys played. That sounded so good.
Thanks.
So good.
Yeah. John wrote that. If anyone wants to know why we broke up.
That there song was about having to record the previous song with Margie.
Wow. That's pretty intense. So you guys used to be a couple, but you're not anymore.
We did.
That is true.
You're just like Jack and Meg White.
It's the candy shop curse.
Oh, my God.
The curse of candy shop. Yeah. Yuck.
Everybody just broke up.
Yeah, it was like a divorce band.
It still is a divorce band. Yeah, weird.
It's like Fleetwood Mac.
When the band got together, these people are all married, and then now they're not.
And we never got to have our band orgy.
Oh, man.
That sucks.
Well, you know, Mary Anarchy's coming right up.
That's true. We could still do it.
Reunion show.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm allowed to go to those anymore.
Oh, yeah. But, that might piss Mikey off a little bit.
Yeah.
Probably.
And Mikey cut a
bitch. Yeah. I know. I would not want to make her mad.
Yeah, she would. She would steal all your shit, slash the drums, cut all your guitar strings.
Wouldn't kill you, but would make you wish you were dead.
Mm. Namaste?
Namaste. Aww.
Sweetest girl
she
I know.
Is.
Ever.
She is.
She's
ever.
So sweet.
Fuck. So how are we doing on time here?
Oh, fuck. We've been on the show forever.
Well, you got Mary Anarchy. That's the next show, right?
Yeah, the show's 80 minutes now. That's
But it's a Thanksgiving episode. Up here.
What are we all doing today?
What are you thankful for?
And, yeah, that's a good one. What are we all thankful for?
Yeah.
Go around the
room. Quiz.
Who starts it, Rory?
You do, Nick. It's your bright idea.
Actually, that was Rick's idea.
All right, Rick.
I am so thankful that we live in a valley that is so overflowing with fucking creative energy, and that there's so many fucking creative motherfuckers out there that do creative stuff.
Of course, the faggot's got a good answer.
Yeah, no, that's
about,
really true though. I
are you
love
talking
it.
About Sparks,
dude. A lot of mainly no, a lot of. I don't know if it's like this everywhere. Is it like this everywhere?
No.
I've never lived anywhere.
Reno's a very special
place.
We're lucky.
There's so much shit going on, Rick.
You're absolutely right.
We have some stupid show, and we've had bands on every week for fucking 4 years,
and we haven't even scratched the surface.
And
really.
It's booked out forever. You think we would have run out of faggots to talk to by
now?
Ton
of really great that we haven't even talked about or seen or heard yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And every time we turn around, they've reconglomerated into something else.
Or no, every time I turn around, there's people I've never even heard of who've been playing music in town for 5 years.
Yeah, and it's good. It's not some like shit fucking, so I love this place. So I'm very glad that the God in heaven that I believe in fucking put me in this stupid valley to record all you faggots.
Good answer.
Bam.
Very nice.
John Cornell.
Oh, mine's probably not as good, but I'm thankful that tablet computers are starting to come with kickstands.
Nice. I come with a kickstand.
So does Gerald.
Thing.
I'm thankful for unicorns. I'm thankful for
LSD.
LSD, rock and roll. I'm thankful for all the women who've had to put up with me. And I'm thankful for my beautiful woman, Mikey, and my family. And you know what I'm mostly thankful for right now at the moment is that my dad, who had a stroke, is okay and he's coming back.
Oh, that's really good. That's
great.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
Well,
Chewy.
I am thankful that I've really been blessed with the best friends and the best family a person could ever hope for in life. So, and also the Raiders' one-game winning streak.
And what am I thankful for? I'm thankful for friends, family, pets, a job, and adult booty wipes.
Those are pretty good.
You know what, awesome. They're such a good adventure.
I didn't know how awesome baby wipes were until we had a baby, and I've been using them, and it's so fucking
Isn't
rad.
Isn't it great?
Yes, it's great.
I love it.
Rick, you concur with this as well, don't you?
I need a box. So whoever's giving me a hand job, bring me a box of those two.
Hey, who's over in there with you right now, Rick?
It's both the new intern and Nate.
Nate.
In the spirit of Thanksgiving, let them talk.
Yeah, no, Nate. Okay. Nate can talk whenever he feels like it.
Yeah, okay, so Nate, you're a real person.
Nate has real privileges.
What are you thankful for, Nate?
Dead air.
Are you thankful Thrilling. That you get
what
to
do we got?
No, I'm super thankful to be here in Reno too. To kind of echo Rick, I was talking to the new intern earlier, and this is a special place. Lived all over Texas and visited a number of places, and This is home. So I'm thankful to be here and thankful to be with you guys and thankful to have a wife that supports me and all of that good stuff.
Hell yeah.
Excellent.
Good.
Thanks. All right, now let's pass this off to Honky there. And while Honky's coming to the mic, I just like to say, hey, JB, you miss a fucking episode. You missed your chance to talk on the goddamn mic, son.
Yeah.
That's all I got
to
say.
You just be thankful at home you get to be
new guy,
on the show.
Honky. I'll even say your name. Cole, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. What are you thankful for, son?
I'm thankful to be healthy. I'm thankful for my family and thankful that you guys gave me this opportunity and stuff.
Cool.
Good answer. Yeah. Good answer. Now get off the mic. We won't hear from you until Christmas.
Honky, your further instructions are to be JB's supervisor.
Make sure he doesn't fuck up anymore.
He left beers in here for us. He's been spot on so far.
Yeah. Well, they're getting warmer by the minute, though.
But still.
Yeah, we'll have to put him back in the fridge if we don't drink him.
But still, it was good thinking ahead.
Fuck yeah, he's doing a great job, I think.
I already like him better.
Let's not have him feeling too good about himself, you guys.
Wait
till after the holidays.
Oh, no, Rick,
this is
building him up for the inevitable fall when we make him stand out on the street with a sandwich board.
Once New Year's has gone by, once the holidays are over, you're fucking assed out.
We've been trying to get an intern to go. Well, not trying to get. We've been waiting for an opportunity to force an intern to go outside and wear a sign that says, I'll pay you $2 if you fart in my face. So that might be you. Might be the magic
this
one. That
is,
gets
yeah,
that
it
call.
Is the next trick hanging over the interns. And I guess we're back to me.
Yes,
I am. To echo Chewy, I am very thankful that I have this great group of friends that I get to hang out with and do this amazing show every Monday. And to echo Rick too, because we're in this amazing scene of creators and genuine, sincere people out to change not the whole world, but their corner of it for sure. I'm also very thankful for how my domestic life has played out in the last couple of years. This year, I am divorced. I live with a girlfriend who is very much a part of my family with my daughter, and it's something really special we've all got, and including the friendship with the ex-wife and her beau down in Sacramento. It's a really incredible place that I've been able to find myself at, and I am really, for one of the first times in my life, feeling very complete, happy, and hungry to make more things in the world. So awesome. I'm very thankful for that.
Welcome.
My life's awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm thankful for my awesome life.
Is anyone a vegetarian on this show?
What's got to do with anything?
Well, everyone's eating turkey this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah.
All weekend long, tonight, tomorrow.
I'm going to a buffet. Rick, what are you doing?
I'm going to mom's house. I got to bring two pies, and for that price of admission, I get to eat everything.
Oh, hugs and kisses to everybody from me.
Yeah, yeah.
Please.
And I'm going to have a birthday celebration at my house with my family, so that's weird, too.
Oh, cheers.
So, we'll see.
Very nice. What are you guys doing, Satellite Serenade?
I'm going to my best friend's house. I've been going to her house for Thanksgiving for like 15 years, so that's what I'm doing. And then Friendsgiving on Saturday.
Yeah,
all our
Friendsgiving
friends.
At the Foreman's.
Woo, woo.
Yeah.
I'm making potatoes and bacon, candied bacon with chocolate on it.
Whoa. Mm.
That's like crazy. Sweet.
That sounds good.
Elvis would like it.
Together?
No. Gross. Well, the chocolate will be on the bacon, not the potatoes.
Oh. Not after I get to it.
What about you, John? You got any plans?
Well, I'm going to go to a casino, and then I'm going to go to another casino. And then if I win, I'm going to go to a strip club, because Thanksgiving strip clubs are awesome.
Yeah.
Really?
Do they have a lot of specials?
Have you done a Thanksgiving at a strip club before?
I think I did a Christmas once, but I haven't done a Thanksgiving yet. And so, you know, you kind of got to check off the bingo card.
Yeah.
So it's poor dancing whores in big heels that have no families.
Not whores. Like,
no, they have families who are just at home without them.
Right. Like, I disapprove of them.
The poor fathers that didn't.
The nursing
right
children at home.
Hey, bucko, they're called exotic dancers.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Not whores.
They're not whores.
Not whores. There's messed
a big
up.
Difference.
A couple of them might be whores, but that doesn't mean all of them are.
Right. Yeah, just a couple bad apples.
Yeah. I had some friends take me to the strip club, and we got down close to the front, and I said, "What does that smell really loud?" I didn't.
Oh, dear.
I didn't mean it like that. It was a different smell. I was freaking out because it smelled like the beach, and there was no beach.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that
salty,
is.
Like coconut
if it's like
butter.
Oil or what.
Salty air. Yeah.
Something. Like, what does that smell?
A white foaming tide, Rick.
She can hear you, the exotic
oh,
dancer.
Gosh.
So I was distracted. I wasn't paying attention to what I was supposed to be paying attention
oh,
to.
Oh.
Well, why would
silly
you?
Silly faggot.
I'm sorry.
Tricks are for straights.
I can't. Yeah. God bless them, everyone.
Hey, you know, it was weird. The other did today on one of my routes, I saw, well, actually, the other day, not on the holiday Thanksgiving, but the other day, I saw, like, a symbol of a man and a woman together. Like somebody graffitied that. It wasn't like a great one. It was just like a tag, you know? But I'm like, yeah, straight power. I didn't understand why that was graffitied on it. I'm like, what? Are you straight power?
Yeah,
you
know, straight rights organizations have a lot in common with Caucasian male rights associations.
In your face, gays.
You don't have to feel guilty about that either, Nick. Because you should
hey,
be proud of who
we
you are,
white
no matter
men
what.
Need a place for us to just be us.
I just thought it was a funny kind of graffiti because you know. Like,
oh my
yeah,
god!
You guys are keeping us all down. Straight power.
Oh no!
Straight power.
I didn't understand it. I thought it was a weird piece of graffiti.
Well, to each his own.
I think you should be proud of yourself, no matter who you are.
Yeah, amen. And I think you should have sex, no matter who you are.
Yeah,
as much as you can.
Got to work on that.
Well, on that totally embracing and tolerance and ooh, lovey feely hippie note. I'm going to call the show right now. But truly, from the bottom of all of our hearts, we wish you all a very, very, very happy Thanksgiving. And we'll be with you next week in the beginning of December here. It's going to be an awesome show. And for Nick Ramirez, Josh Martin, Chewbacca, same guy, Dogwater Dick, Nate Honky, and the rest of the crew, especially Satellite Serenade. My name is the Reverend Rory Dowd, and I would just like to tell you, life is short, and I love you. So good night, ladies.
Hazy crazy, hook a chick, lower your prices and I'll think about it. Hazy crazy, hook a chick, hop in my car and we'll talk about it. Talk all about all your loving's gone bad. Talk all about all those dreams you never had. Hazy crazy, hook a chick, lower your prices and I'll think about it. Hazy crazy, hook a chick, hop in my caddy and we'll talk about. Jump in my car, I'll show you real loving. Hazy crazy, hook a chick. She's a hazy crazy, hook a chick. Hazy crazy, hook a chick. She's a hazy crazy, hook a chick.
And by the way,
There's a name for you ladies, but it isn't used in high society, outside of a kennel.
Backwater Studios.
What's the matter, Billy? Cat got your tongue?
We're done in this room?